The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 766. Sovereign grace, our sin abounding, ransom souls, the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul forever dwell. 766.
Thank you. Let us read together from God's holy word two portions of scripture this evening. The first, Isaiah chapter 53. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And now the Gospel according to John, chapter 12. We'll begin reading at verse 20 and read to the end of verse 38. John, Gospel according to John, chapter 12, begin reading at verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honour. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth for ever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? May God bless that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Most kind and gracious and almighty Lord God, once more we're favoured with an hour in thy house. Lord, we do humbly pray that thou would come and grant thy gracious presence. Oh, that it may be as with those Greeks of old, with that desire in their hearts, Sir, we would see Jesus. Oh, that there may be that desire in each heart this evening, that thou wouldst reveal thyself, that thou wouldst grant us thy gracious presence, that we may find access in prayer before thee. Oh, that we may be drawn through the crowd that surrounds, through the crowd of unbelief, the crowd of the cares of this world, the busy things of this life, through the crowd of thoughts of last week and next week, and draw us to thyself. Oh, we are sinful creatures, in a sinful world, oh, would we thank thee that thou knowest our feeble frame. Oh, we thank thee that thou canst be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, for thou wast tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, what a comfort. Oh, that we may find succour and strength and comfort in thee. Then draw us to thyself in all need, to thy dear feet. Oh, that we may but touch the hem of thy garment, that there may be our hands outstretched, that we may touch, and that some healing virtue may flow this night into our souls, that there may be those tokens and seals that we are thine, forever thine. Oh, that we may know that sovereign grace that we've sung of in our first hymn, that abounds over all sin, that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, then, Lord, do raise each soul up to a sweet hope in thy dear name. Convince us of our sins. Lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ as the sinner's only hope, our only rest. Bring us, Lord, to thy feet. Lord, whatever it takes, but may it be that none of us are passed by, we pray. For we are fast hastening on. We know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. Lord, do prepare us. May our lives be that preparation for heaven. May we be amongst that people formed for thyself. May we show forth thy praise. May we have those evidences in our life. Lord, do fill our hearts with thy love. May fear be banished from us. May Satan be kept at bay, indwelling sin removed. Do stem the tide of sin in our hearts. Oh, may we be wholly taken up by thee. Give us eyes only for thyself. Oh, Lord, give us that singleness of eye to view thee. May we not be looking around at the waves and the billows. Oh, but may our eyes be fixed on Jesus. We pray. We ask, Lord, that thou would be merciful to us and gracious to us. We thank thee that thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, great are our many failings and transgressions. Great is the number of sins, Lord, that we have committed. Oh, when we look at that great mountain, oh, that mountain that would sink us into a never-ending eternity in hell. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou would give us that sweet hope that every sin is blotted out as a thick cloud, our many transgressions. Washed in the precious blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus for our sins. And that blood of Jesus, the Son of God, that cleanseth us from all sin, may it be sprinkled on our hearts this night. Oh, do touch our hearts. May the effects be seen and felt in us, and warm us with thy love, we humbly pray. Lord, thou knowest the every need and case of each. Thou knowest, Lord, those who are leaning on thee. Thou knowest, Lord, the path of everyone. Oh, do fit thy word this evening to each case. Oh, may souls be set at liberty. May prisoners be loosed. The Jubilee trumpet sound. Freedom proclaimed to the captives. Satan's slaves removed from bondage and walk at large. Oh, but may we be ever mindful of that debt of gratitude, and may we have thankful hearts. May we not be like those 9 lepers who went on their way without even thanking, but oh, to be found making mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Oh, then set those tongues at liberty. Oh, Lord, we pray that unbelief may be removed, fear of man. Oh, and Lord, do all that we require. Oh, we know not sometimes what to pray and what to pray for, how to pray. But, oh, Lord, do come and meet our every need. Bless friends, we pray. We think of the friend who goes into hospital tomorrow, if it's thy will. And would you pray that life may be spared and life given? We do seek to commit her into thy hands. And pray, Lord, that thou would be with her and help her and sustain her. Lord, bless them each, we pray. And we pray, Lord, for those who have hard things, mountains before them. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Lord, thou knowest. May they be enabled to fall into thy kind arms, sink into those everlasting arms. Prove that thou dost care for them. Lord, we do pray that we each may be taught by thee. Put thy fear in our hearts. May we be found leaning on our beloved. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt be with the young and those in midlife. Those, Lord, who feel their sins. Lord, those in conviction. Oh, could it please thee to meet with them. And those, Lord, unconcerned, if there are those here who come out of formality, come week by week, unmoved, untouched, Lord, may it be even this night that thou wilt command the blessing, even life forevermore, that there may be those arrows of conviction, and then the binding up of the broken hearts. Oh, but Lord, we do pray that thou wilt get to thee the honour and glory, due to thy holy name. And we pray for elderly friends, and ask, Lord, that thou be with them, and those unable to be here, due to affliction. And we do pray that that thou wilt be with them where they are, and bless them, and work in their hearts, we humbly pray. For how, Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to come. Oh, and breathe in that breath of life. Oh, quicken us, we pray. Oh, that we may have those evidences. Do confirm evidences this night. Oh, those seals and tokens. Oh, may there be something to take home, dear Lord, we pray. A crumb of mercy, or a handful of purpose, something to beat out in the week ahead. Oh, Lord, we pray that may be those things done for eternity. We ask, Lord, that thou remember us in our land and nation. Oh, we're part of it, Lord, and we wallow in sin, sin abounding on every corner. And where will the scene end? We think of the baby due to be born, and oh, we pray and wonder what their little eyes will live to see. Oh, but may it be better days. May it be a glorious revival, we humbly pray. Oh, turn again, smile upon us, stir up thy people. May there be those Nehemiahs, oh, who beseech thee and sigh and cry for the abominations that are done in the land. May there be a building up of the walls. Build up thy churches, we pray, our little denomination. Oh, do visit us again, we pray. May we see the right hand planting. Oh, for we've seen this year the plucking up, but may we see the planting. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt remember us for good. Oh, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We pray that, Lord, for this cause of truth here. Take not thy Holy Spirit from them. Oh, how they need thee. Oh, do be present with them, week by week. Oh, may the brother deacons be blessed and given all needed grace in their duty and responsibility here. Bless the church and help them. May they dwell in the bonds of peace. May there be that union, one with another. Oh, as according to thy holy will. Oh, but may love flow from eye to eye. Oh, that golden chain that binds. May love be flowing one to another. May they flow together to the goodness of the Lord and do gather in more. Build them up, if it could please thee, in their most holy faith and in numbers, Lord, we pray, that thou would gather in each of the congregation around thy table in fellowship and communion with thee. We humbly beseech thee, do remember prodigals, those who have left, those seemingly to be in a far-off country, those impossible cases, those hard things, Lord. Oh, may we continue to bring them before thee. May we not be discouraged. Oh, but may there be wrestling prayer. We humbly pray, do strengthen us in these things, and may we see signs and evidences of answers, if it could please thee. Oh, for returning prodigals shall find that though their base, their father's kind. Then, Lord, do bless us, we pray, as we turn to thy word. Pardon our every sin. Oh, we're unworthy, Lord, of the least of thy mercies. We feel it as we even approach unto thee through thy beloved Son, but we feel unworthy, and we thank thee that he is worthy. The Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, in whom thou wast well pleased, we ask in his name and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 940. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. 940.
Will you turn with me to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 9, with the Lord's help this evening? I'll speak to you from the second part of the opening of verse 6. Unto us a son is given. The prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 9, the sixth verse, that first opening clause, but the second part, unto us a son is given. Beloved friends, we spoke this morning on that first part, for unto us a child is born, speaking of his wondrous incarnation, and glorious appearing at Bethlehem as a dear babe in the manger. And here we have this second part, unto us a son is given. What was he given for? Who was he given by? To whom was he given to? Wonderful thing this evening, if you and I have a sweet sense in our hearts that it was indeed unto us a son is given. Oh, this greatest of gifts, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, given to sinful men and women of this world, given to make a way for them, that great number that no man can number, bound up in the bundle of life with the Lord their God, names written in that book of life, given for them. We think of our second reading this evening, and those Greeks with that desire, sir, we would see Jesus. May it be tonight that we see Jesus by faith. Oh, be heaven on earth, heaven begun below this evening, if you could see the Lord Jesus, not only given by the Father for his people, but oh, that he's given for me, that he gave his life for me. You see, the Father gave his Son, but the Son willingly gave himself. This perfect plan of salvation, the Father's love in giving his only begotten Son. Oh, didn't Abraham have a sense of that when, under the command of God, he was told to take thine son, thine only son, and offer him up for a burnt offering to the Lord? Take thy son, thine only son. Oh, beloved friends, this Father, glorious, great, almighty Father in heaven, who gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, do you desire to see this, dear Jesus, glorious man, made to be sin for us? He who knew no sin, did no sin, yet made sin for us. The sins of his beloved bride, the Church of God, not his own, hers, imputed on him. And what does she receive in return? Oh, pardon, peace, oh, this mercy of God, Moses on the mount, when the Lord met with him, he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And the Lord passed by him. He saw only the back parts, but the Lord passed by him. And what did he proclaim? The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Oh, his greatest attribute, isn't it? That he's merciful and gracious. This is the glorious God. Mercy. Mercy to be found. That he's merciful and gracious. And this lovely word, long-suffering. Long-suffering. Oh, well, you've had to cling to that, haven't you, one or two of you? Long-suffering. Oh, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Oh, this glorious, almighty God in heaven, who's merciful and gracious, and here we have it, the Lord himself. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He's to be glorified in this last few days and hours of his life. The glory of God seen in the face of Jesus Christ as he sets his face steadfastly toward Jerusalem. And now is my soul troubled. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Father, save me from this hour. Ah, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Oh, this cause. Unto us a son is given. For this cause came I into this world. Unto this hour. Oh, this is my work and I must finish it. Oh, that covenant given, covenant made, that gift given. The Father gave me his dear children, and I willingly took them. And this is the hour of their justification. This is the hour of the putting away of their sins. Oh, this is the hour that every true seeking soul is dependent on, the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ and him fulfilling that covenant promise. That covenant oath that he would bring every one of them to glory at last. Oh, and his father gave him that gift knowing that only his son could do it. No one else. No one else. None but the Son of God could do this great, great work. None else. We cannot save ourselves. We certainly cannot save anyone. Anyone else. Oh, beloved friends, but this man. Oh, this man. He came to this world. He was born that he might die. And he died that he might live again. And he lived again that he might rise into glory and there sit forever at the Father's right hand. Everlasting a place in heaven, that the glory of this dear man, unto us a son is given. Oh, he's given to his people. They've such need. They've such need. They've many needs, but we read of their need, and. We read that they have a need to be drawn to him. He says, If I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men to me. And we read again in John chapter 3. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. What a statement. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Given as his sinners, as the sinner's only hope. He gave his Son to be offered up. Oh, no other sacrifice could satisfy an angered God. No other sacrifice could blot out the sins of the church. Oh, all the blood of bulls and of goats, and the sprinkling of ashes, and all of these rituals that the Israelites were commanded to do, they never took away sin. They could never take away sin. But they beautifully set forth the coming of the Messiah. But the blood of bulls and of goats never blotted out a single sin. But the faith that moved that trembling Israelite to put his hand on the head of that sacrifice, as it was slain, he put his hand on its head. The innocent for the guilty. And there he puts his hand on its head. And oh, there's the transferring by faith, not literally, by faith of sin to that sacrifice. And my faith would lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. Oh, the Israelite with the faith looking forward to the Messiah, there confessing sin. Oh, this great sin bearer. Oh, for unto us a son is given to bear the sins of many. To bear the sins of many. Oh, and was he given for your sin and for mine? Have you had to go in all need to this Lamb of God, trembling, fearful, maybe doubting even that you'll be accepted? But you've nowhere else to go. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where can we go with our sin? Where can we go with that mountain? Who can pay that ransom? Oh, I found a ransom. Oh, I found an offering. I found an offering that satisfies an angered God. I found an offering that's sweet-smelling savour to him. Oh, I found an offering that's well-pleasing. An offering that meets every transgression of mine. I found an offering, oh, that satisfies justice. Oh, the reconciliation, the bringing of an angered God and a guilty sinner, and they meet in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the beauty of that Ark of the Covenant was it set forth the mercy seat, the lid that was on top of that ark, it set forth the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The mercy seat. It was a lid overlaid, it was a lid of wood overlaid with gold. And there were two cherubims, one either end, facing inward, their wings outstretched, covering over that lid, over that mercy seat. And there, the Lord said, there will I meet with you. And then, beloved friends, there's no Ark of the Covenant for us. Oh, we're in the glorious gospel day. The ark is removed. The Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator, is that it, that enables this impossibility to take place. How can God commune with sinners? You know, the priest would enter in to the holiest of holies, not without blood and not without confession of sin, but he would enter once a year into the holiest of holies. But we, our friends, but we, through this dear Son who was given for us, we are enabled by the grace of God to enter in that which was in the veil. The veil has been rent in twain. There's access to the holiest of holies. Not to this wood with overlaid with gold, but to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he is that way made. He enables us. He enables this impossibility to take place. God and sinners reconciled. Sinners can approach to God through him. He says, I am the door. I am the door. Oh, then, have we entered in? This Son is given for us as the door of our salvation. The door of our salvation. The only living way. Oh, friends, have we knocked at that door? You say, well, I've knocked, but it's not opened. Keep knocking. The door will open, must open. Oh, he must hear. He may tarry. Oh, but it's in love. He may tarry, but it's not in anger. It's in love. And if you don't have the door opened at the first knock, are you to walk away? Where else can you go, beloved friends? Then knock on. He says, I am the door. I am the door. Oh, this dear man, for unto us a son is given to make that way that was impossible without him to make it come to pass. A sinner can approach God. Oh, but more than this, he's given his son as that sacrifice, as that spotless lamb. And so we read Isaiah 53. Oh, he was given to take away our sins. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Unto us a son is given. He carries his people's sorrows. In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he carried them all the days of old. This man given to bear our griefs and to carry our sorrows. Have you had to go to the Lord Jesus with your tale of woe, with your tale of grief? You've disappointment, you've bereavement, you've hard things in your life. Yeah, there's disappointments, family troubles, children troubles, many troubles, work troubles, but there's bitter things. You've prayed and the Lord seems to shut the door. Doesn't seem to hear. Oh, it seems like he's shutting out my prayer. Shutting out my prayer. Oh, but you've had to go back to him, haven't you, and tell him. Oh, tell him. Tell him, ye tempted saints, all your sad complaints, that you may tell him. He's given by the Father to his people, to bear their griefs. Oh, he can sympathise. He's not a priest that's been locked away. He's lived amongst sinners. He's walked a more miserable pathway than you and I will ever walk. What a life. What a life he lived. Well might the prophet prophesy of him, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. Well, what a glorious welcome then for you. This man is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And surely then he's given to carry your sorrows and to bear your grief. And he can be touched with a feeling of your infirmities. And he knows what it is to be tempted. And the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ the man, knew what it was to be weary, knew the infirmities of flesh. There was a reason he was made flesh. It behoved him in all points. It behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. Why? So that he could succour them. He knew what it is, what it was to be weary. We read of him sitting on the well, wearied with his journey. Beloved friends, we read of him being sorrowful, even unto death. Oh, we read of him being sorrowful when thinking of the betrayal of Judas. You see, he's been betrayed by someone close to him. He's been despised and rejected. He's been mocked. He's been laughed at. Oh, this man, how sympathizing his heart is. And he still retains it in heaven above, you know. There's glory to his name. Oh, he still has that human heart. It's touched still with the feeling of our infirmities. He rose bodily to heaven. Bodily. Beloved friends, what a great mercy. And now he's sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, he's making intercession. Given for us. Oh, to bear our afflictions, bear our sorrows, succour us in our temptations. He was stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Do we understand his pathway? You see, he carried our sin. If we're his dear people, he bore our sin. And he felt a sense of it separating him from his Father. The effect of sin on our souls is one of separation. It steals the very presence of God from us. He's ever there. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, but it steals the presence, a felt sense of his presence from us. And as he bore that sin of the church in the garden at Gethsemane, he there experienced the separation. Oh, and the powers of hell. Oh, and the anger of God, the wrath of God, the punishment for sin vented upon him in that garden. Oh, this dear man, for unto us a son is given to bear our griefs, carry our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken. We saw no beauty in him. Ah, but there's one or two here I know this evening. You say, but not now. Not now. Oh, I once esteemed him stricken and smitten. I once despised and rejected him. But now he's the altogether lovely one. Now he's my only hope. Now I cannot be parted from him. Now in my right mind I would never be from him, never be parted from him. He's my only hope, my only plea. He's all, my altogether lovely. Oh, what beauty there is in him. Oh, that was then, this is now. I've seen his dear face. Oh, I've been brought as a sinner in all need to his dear feet, with nowhere else to go, no other plea, no other help, emptied of all, emptied of myself. To Christ for help I fly, the friend of sinners lost. And there you've had to come. Emptied of every hope in yourself, with nothing to plead, but that the Lord would have mercy upon you, that he would perform the great office of your sin bearer. For unto us a son is given to not only carry us through this life, through this wilderness, but to bear the sins of many. Bear the sins of many. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, beloved friends, he was given to be bruised. Given to be bruised. Those words, friends, how solemn they are. When you feel to be such a sinner, and you read the opening words in verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. I can hardly say the words. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Ah, how could it please him? How could it please him to put to grief his only begotten son for such a worm, for such a wretch, for one who is so fearful, for one who is so sinful? How could it ever please him to bruise his own begotten son, to bring a wretch to glory, to bring a worm into the courts of a heavenly father, to bring a worm from this sinful earth to set him among princes? Oh, what could move him to willingly give his son for the church, for this treacherous bride? What could move him? How great that love must be, that it pleased him. Now, beloved friends, don't get this word wrong. He wasn't pleased to afflict his son. He wasn't pleased with the sins of the church. But he approved the sacrifice. Oh, it was well pleasing in his sight. No other sacrifice would do it. He was well pleased with his son. Oh, he loved his son. And he was well pleased with the obedience. And it came up from earth. The blood of Jesus cried out as it spilt on the ground, but not like the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel cried out at the hands of Cain. It cried out for vengeance, and it cried out for punishment. But the blood of Jesus, oh, the difference. As it spilt on the ground at Calvary, it's cried out for pardon. I cried out to an almighty God, satisfied. Justice satisfied. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Beloved friends, what a mercy. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Oh, friends, have you a felt sense of your sin in your heart? You can't face that great day. You cannot stand before him. You feel to be like one of those who, when that day should come, I'll flee to the rocks to hide me. I can't stand before the wrath of God. I felt this mountain of sin. Go to him. Oh, what a glorious welcome in the gospel. The glorious welcome for sinners who feel their need. They're welcome. Welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're welcomed to take his name upon their lips. They're welcomed to plead his name as their sacrifice. Friends, what a mercy. For unto us a son is given. Given for his people, to call upon him in the day of trouble, to cry out for mercy. Oh, they're welcomed. Look unto me, he says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. There is none else. Beloved friends, there's no other way for your soul and mind to be found in heaven. It must be Christ. Christ must be the way. No other sacrifice will satisfy. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Beloved friends, I wholeheartedly believe that our gospel standard strict Baptist position is correct, but you know, it's a very thin line, isn't it? From one extreme, not feeling to be able to do anything, and sitting there saying, I can't do anything. You know, you cannot come at that great day and say to an almighty God, but I'm a sinner and I've no ability to save myself. That will not do, friends. We do not exclude ourselves from an accountability. We must give an account for everything we do here below. And you cannot say at that great day, but I couldn't do anything, Lord. I can't save myself. You're right. You're right. But I'm no lawyer. I'm no barrister. But I put this argument to you. Well, have you asked for it? You know you can't. It's a solemn point, beloved friends. It's a very thin line, isn't it? Between one extreme and the other. But you won't be able to say at that great day, I can't save myself. Therefore I've done nothing. It's a solemn point, isn't it? Solemn point. And it's a very, very thin line. Oh, may the Lord give us that right walk, that right view of it. But friends, we must. If you know you're a sinner, if you know you cannot save yourself, have you not heard of the Lord Jesus Christ? Has no one pointed to you the Son of God, which taketh away the sins of the world? And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Who says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, friends, may Satan be kept at bay. May we be stirred up out of a spirit of, we wouldn't point you to doing this and that, but to sit there. How can we sit there with an eternity before us and hear the warnings in the gospel? Oh, the Lord will point us to his gospel. The Lord will point us to the word of God. Oh, your chapel attendance. How many services you sat through. Friends, we're accountable, are we not? Are we not accountable? Oh, then the Lord may show us himself. Look unto me and be ye saved. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, may you, serpent-bitten sinners, in all felt need of a Saviour, see the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Oh, for he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Oh, then, Lord, may my name be amongst that happy number who are found washed in the Redeemer's blood. He came to earth to save his people from their sins. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What a mercy! Unto us a son is given, a name a Son of God given as a sinner's way to God. That once crucified, now risen, exalted Saviour, the perfect antidote for death. He died that they might live. He suffered that they might have endless bliss in heaven. Oh, and he suffered for sinners. And sinners prove to be amongst those numbers when they're felt in their hearts to need him. And he gives them a need of him. And he draws them to himself. And all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And no man can come to the Father unto me except the Father draw him. And so the Father draws. He gives his Son and he draws the sinner. What a wonderful thing. And the Holy Spirit brings it about. The Father gave his Son and he draws the sinner to his Son. The dear Lord Jesus, the foundation of God, standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And one by one, you know, that they're being plucked out of this world. The call goes out, the preaching of the everlasting gospel, and it enters in here and there. And under the Holy Spirit's influence, it draws them to the Saviour. Oh, then, beloved friends, may it be, draw me, dear Lord. Draw my soul out of this world. Give me a sense of the sin in my heart. Show me a need. Bring me to thy feet. Make me lean on thee. Make me love thy precious name. Oh, bring me to thy feet. Oh, that I may be calling upon thee. That I may see a need of a Saviour. And there see the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as the complete salvation. Oh, this dear man, he was put to grief, and we, as enabled by his grace, make his soul an offering for our sin. He was given for his people, and they take his name. They take his sacrifice. They take his life. They plead it before the Father's throne. Let my name be there. Oh, they plead that laying down of his life, that it was for them. That they plead that life where they come so far short in all the aspects of their life. They see the Lord Jesus given to meet all their needs. They see such a beauty in him, and they call out for him. They're making his soul an offering for their sin. They see all the sins that they've committed in that great mountain. Oh, how they need washing away. And they see the blood of Jesus having cleansed the sins of the church. Oh, they call upon him. Save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, I am a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he hears, and he answers, and he takes them to Calvary. And they see by faith, oh, 'tis Jesus in the sinner's place. But more than that, a son is given, and the Lord takes them. Shows them a son given for them. Oh, he takes them to Calvary. And you know, by faith they see the nails in his dear hands and feet. They're the sins that they've committed. Oh, and there's a solemn scene as those nails are being thrust into those hands and feet, and yet they look into the eyes of the Saviour. And what? The cup that my Father giveth me, shall I not drink it? Oh, it's a solemn thing when you see your Saviour by faith. And he says, the cup, are you able to drink it? sinner, are you able to drink it? Are you able to bear it? Oh, and you have to say no. No, Lord. No, this must be done. Oh, to stand there and witness by faith the laying down of his life. Oh, friends, we speak of some solemn things this evening, but it's most needful for his people that he died. Every stroke of the hammer that drives those nails in is most needful. Oh, the thrust of the spear, most needful. Oh, it's the passage to glory for the church of God. And it's a cup that they could not drink. Oh, it's a cup that in love he wouldn't let them drink. He wouldn't permit them to bear their own sins for an eternity. Oh, he'd see them in glory. And there he'd offers up his own life. Willingly, willingly, choosing to die. The Father gave the Son, and the Son willingly gave himself as that sin offering. Beloved friends, may it be you and I with our names written in that book of life. I see my name upon his breast. I read my name upon his breast and see the Father smile. You know how similar to those words, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. But when you see the name, your name engraved in the palms of his hands, when you see it engraved on his breast, and there, not a frown from the Father, but he smiles. Oh, he's satisfied. Justice is met. The price is paid. The ransom is paid. And the glory, what glory! Oh, as he entered in heaven, you know, when he lifted up his hands at Bethany and blessed his disciples, and he was taken up into heaven. Oh, to be there at that momentous time. Friends, the glory. Lift up ye gates, lift up the heads, O ye gates, and be ye, lift up ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Our friends, he's risen, exalted into heaven. With him, the church of God rising to glory forever in heaven. And now their souls have been brought one by one in to be with their Father. Oh, this glorious man, for unto us a son is given to succour us, to bear us, to carry us, to make a way, to bear our sins, to pay the mighty debt, to wash our souls free from every sin, and to present his church spotless and pure, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. Unto us a son is given. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day, which were for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, amounted to £1,260, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Izzard is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 18. Now to the Lord a noble song. Awake my soul, awake my tongue. Hosanna to the eternal name, and all His boundless love proclaim. Number 18.
Thank you. may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.